if I have to like rate my 2024 year, I'll give it a success. Actually, late 2024, like around September, is when I finally was able to put the studio up. There's this productivity expert on YouTube, Ali Abdaal. He's actually pretty amazing. I've pretty much watched most of his videos. And one of the most recent videos that I watched was last night. And he was talking about, you know, like entrepreneurial journey. And that's my job. Like, I know how to do is to niche you down so you can start doing the things that you want to do. This may or may not work. And I feel like that's the hardest thing about the content creation space or the podcasting space or this particular building the audience. I'm literally getting to the point in my life where I was really scared of this camera. That's literally petrifying. I'll tell you what changed my mind. And so funny because my husband told me, I don't think you should say that. I'm gonna say it. I don't care at this point. If I have to like rate my 2024 year, I'll give it a success, like an A minus. It's still an A, okay? It's still an A. But I was doing 2024, I spent most of my time doing all this research and, you know, writing all these notes to make sure that the podcast was as successful as possible. And 2024 was when I set up this, actually late 2024, like around September, is when I finally was able to put the studio up. Like this right here that you see, it's part of my 900 square foot apartment. This is a 70 by 70 inch square little studio, and my playpen is here, my living room is here, which is why I say that recording is such a big deal. And if my daughter is asleep, like right now, like she's taking a nap, it's amazing. Like I have to take the hour. I have to, like, as soon as she closed her eyes, I jumped out of bed and I said, let me just start setting things up. But this right here, this is a huge accomplishment that I feel was a huge success in 2024, because I actually said, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm actually going to be doing this. I'm actually going to be podcasting. I'm going to commit to it 100%. Now, there's this productivity expert on YouTube, Ali Abdaal. He's actually pretty amazing. I've pretty much watched most of his videos. And in Ali's video, he was talking about the J curve, how in the beginning, you're always going to be in the red because you're trying to build your audience, right? Which is basically kind of sort of in the stage that I am right now. I'm almost there where I'm recognizing my audience. I have an audience of moms. Most of the moms that I talk to are in the content creation space. So I help them in that capacity where, you know, they post videos, they have to, consistency is their key kind of thing. But to be honest, the real key to all of this is that you really have to be consistent. And when I mean consistent, I'm not saying that you need to be posting every day. You have to be consistent with yourself and your brand if you want to build a brand, or if you want to build a side business. That's a whole, you know, like a little side hustle where you make extra money and a few hundred bucks a month or a few thousand bucks a month, that's fine. But if you're building a brand, you need the art of consistency. And that's what Ali's video was about, was that in the J curve in the beginning, what it looks like is that you're in the red in the beginning because you're not seeing anything. You're not seeing any return. All you're seeing is probably the dislikes. Maybe you'll see negative comments more because, you know, you don't really have that much traction. You're still trying to build your audience. And my goal was to basically get those moms out of that, you know, that what I call a little mud, right? You're like in that mud where you just can't seem to get out of it. And I really want to change that in 2025. I want to change that in 2025 where I can just say, hey, look, let's just get through it. But a lot of the times, the biggest question, which there is no answer to, is how long is this shit going to take? How long am I supposed to be there? We don't know. This may or may not work. And I feel like that's the hardest thing about the content creation space or the podcasting space or this particular building the audience phase. I think that the most difficult is that you don't know if this is even going to work. And if you are committing to stay consistent for, let's say, 2 years straight without seeing absolutely anything, you're probably going to be in the red, because you're either going to be investing money, you're going to have to invest money. There are free resources out there, but for the best quality, you're going to have to invest some money. And if you really want to take it serious, it's not a one pant leg in, one pant leg out kind of thing. You know, like, you're in it, you're in, you're committed to doing this. And in 2025, that's what I'm bringing. So I got lucky that right now in 2025, I was able to find amazing guests. So I'm completely booked. And a lot of the guests that I picked were both men and women in the industry who have done the same thing, who are trying to build their audience, who are staying consistent and are going to teach you that. But 2024, looking back, it was a bit of a learning curve for me, because I was just learning how to build this brand of that I'm trying to build, right? Sometimes I get really like stiff on camera and I want to talk to you, right? And I'm learning that, and I'm becoming better at it. I want to talk to you like I talk to my friends. Like, if my friend came to me and said, hey, I want to start a side business, I want to be financially free, I want to be productive with the time that I have, and I just want to learn it, I would tell her, listen, let's get our shit together, okay? What are the things that are stopping you? Because a lot of the things is that we don't have time, we don't have time, we don't have time. There is time. I have a daughter, she's a toddler. Let me tell you, toddlers are not for the weak. I'll tell you that right now, okay? They'll run your energy to the ground by noon, okay? But to be honest, I have no excuses. This is my life the way it's laid out. And I don't want to be the person that says, oh, well, I wish I had this, or I wish I had that many resources, or that other podcaster probably has more because, you know, they make more and it's easy for them to say. Everything is a challenge. Everything is a cliff. And I've already accepted that. I've accepted that I am going to be committed to this for however long it takes without having to see a dime. That was how my brain completely shifted when I started doing this. Because if you're going to start doing this because you need to pay your rent next month, then you're already starting in the wrong. You're in the wrong, because this is like what I said in the video with Ali. You're in the J curve. In the J curve, you're going to be in the red in the beginning and you're not going to see it. And a lot of there's going to be a lot of things along the way that are going to put you down, like people. There's going to be trolls. There's going to be people that are going to put your video down. They're going to say that it sucks, that it's shitty, that why am I watching this, or whatever. You know, whatever X amount of excuses that they're going to make. But at the end of the day, that's not your audience. And don't put yourself down, okay? Just try to hang in there. Try to stay consistent with your work. It is incredibly hard, which is why not that many people do it. Because they think in theory everything is amazing, everything's gonna work out just fine. But then, right, when it's time to actually do it, when it's time to actually upload and hit that post button, and then you see the feedback of your video in the beginning is not gonna be that great, okay? And that's just gonna be the reality of it. And again, how to overcome that? Just don't give a shit. I'm literally getting to the point in my life where I was really scared of this camera. I was literally petrified. Imagine in the world that I can talk to hundreds of people in public speaking. You put me on a stage, no problem. No problem. I'll literally talk to thousands of people. I don't care. But if you put me in front of a camera, I freeze up. I get stiff, you know? And I am trying this thing of being more myself, a little bit more of myself, a little bit more often, because I don't know, for some reason, when that light is red and it's recording, I have this feeling of like, ooh, I have to be perfect. Oh my God, what if what I say is stupid? It's ridiculous. It's literally the most ridiculous thing in the world. But I'll tell you what changed my mind. And So funny because my husband told me, I don't think you should say that. I'm going to say it. I don't care at this point. I don't want to be dark, but I go with my husband to visit my mother-in-law, and she has dementia, so she's at a nursing home getting the care that she needs. Actually, that's the reason why I moved to Jersey, a place that I've never been and lived in before, but I moved here because of my mother-in-law, and I came from California, and it was literally, I landed, my plane landed, and I saw Jersey for the first time. For the first year that I was living here in Jersey and I was, you know, pregnant with my daughter, I took care of between, we were, it was all the siblings. So there, my husband has four siblings, and between all of them, they were taking care of his mom, my mother-in-law. So it was, you know, whether it was a week with us and a week, you know, with his sister and a week with his brother, you know, we kind of split our time. But eventually she got to the point where she couldn't, I couldn't even bend, because at that time, I think I was about, when I got like 7 months pregnant, I was pretty big. And bending to care for her, to change her outfit, it would be, became very difficult. So anyway, we found a nursing home for her to care for her. So, but it's in New York. So we, you know, my husband constantly has to go back and forth from New York to Jersey. And when I, in the times that I go with him to visit, her room is at the end of the hall. So I get into the elevator, you go to her floor, and when you go to her floor, you have to go all the way down the hall because she's literally by the nurse's station. So she's all the way down the hall. And you pass all of these rooms, right? And they're open. Doors are open. You can see the people and their families in there. And it's the saddest thing to see. And that is literally what changed my perspective. Because a lot of the times, how do I put this? I don't know what's going to happen to me tomorrow. I mean, look at what happened to the Princess of Wales, Catherine. She, you know, got cancer. I don't know what my tomorrow is going to look like. I don't know what next year is going to look like. It's impossible for me to say. And I don't know where I'm going to end up. It could be there where my mother-in-law is, you know, at a nursing home with dementia, or it could be, I don't know. All I'm saying is that if I am going to end up anywhere, I know, and I don't want to be dark about it, but I know that there's an end to this, right? And there's an expiration date to me. And I, you know, I don't know when that's going to be, right? Because life is life. And the only reason I say that is because when I see this and I see all these people and I walk down the hallway and I see all these families and all these different people that are sick, that can't even remember who they are, it always makes me wonder, were you happy? Did you do everything that you wanted to do in your life? And if that's the case, if maybe you are happy and you say, you know what, I did everything I wanted. I lived my life my way. You know, you Sinatra it, right? You lived it your own way. You did everything your way. Go for it. Okay. And if you want to do podcasting, get into podcasting. If you want to do content creation, get into content creation. And the number one thing that I constantly get, and that was me too, that happened to me, to myself as well. The one thing that I constantly get is, I don't want to start it because I'm afraid of either going viral, or I'm afraid of negativity, or I'm afraid of what people are going to say of me. These are people that are never going to visit you. These are people that are never going to be by your side. And if life is crazy, right? Who never knows? They might be your neighbors at the end of the hall at the nursing home. You would never know. Like, life is so crazy. And anyway, I again, I don't want to be dark about it. It's just something that I think about often. And I think that after I became a mom, I started to think about that more often. I'm like, oh man, what if I'm not here? And this is something that I really love to do. This is something that I discovered that I said, you know what? I really want to get into it. I want to get serious about it. I want to help other moms out there do the same thing. I want to help them find their passions. And if I can do this, why can't you do it? So instead of gatekeeping, instead of, you know, just saying, okay, well, you know, I just want to find a platform where I can say, hey, look, let's come up with a plan together. And that's my goal for 2025. My goal for 2025 is to give you moms the platform that you deserve to be able to find yourselves again. So yeah, I wanted to give you guys the platform for you moms. And anyhow, I thought about the whole nursing home thing. And I said, you know, how crazy it is that we don't know where we're going to be. So, you know what? Just do it. We literally only have one life. That's it. That's all we have. And the only thing that can happen to me is that I get better at this. It actually reminded me, let me tell you something that actually pissed me off this week. I'm not sure how this is going to be taken, but look, I follow Alex Cooper from Call Her Daddy, right? I follow the channel Call Her Daddy. And she posted a video for Christmas about an announcement that she made that it was actually about her parents' house, that her parents are moving to California, and that she was able to buy, that she got to the point, right, in her career that she bought her parents a house. So I said, wow, that's an amazing accomplishment. You know, regardless of what the situation is and what you guys feel about the podcast, it doesn't matter. She bought her parents a house. And a lot of us, right, including myself, I want to be in a position where I can buy my parents a house. I feel like that's amazing. And that would be the goal of why we do the things that we do, of why we have side hustles, of why we want to be entrepreneurs or start a brand, because we want to do it for our family. We want to do it for our kids, right? So in all of that, her video actually was just about her achieving something, which is, you got to give it to her. She achieved it. Like, that's amazing. There's literally nothing else that you need to say other than congratulations. Like, you achieved something that I would love to do. But there was, even though there was a lot of like good comments, I was reading the comments and there was so many comments about who she was and, oh my gosh, but look at what her podcast is about. And I'm like, she bought her parents a house. Okay, that's all you need to know. Did you buy your parents a house? Because she could buy her parents a house. And a lot of the times we are just locked in this universe of judging each other and being in each other's business, you know what I mean, instead of saying, hey, you know what, I am going to take care of myself and my family. And my goal is to buy my parents a house, right? Or my kid a house or whatever, or send my kid to private school, whatever the situation is. And anyway, so I just wanted to bring that out, that in 2025, make it a goal to just be selfish. Okay. I think I did a video about it, a short, where it says, oh, you know, find your Delulu self. I didn't mean find your Delulu self like, completely forget who you are and your identity. I'm just saying find your Delulu self like J-Lo does it, where, you know, you just find a place in your mind, right? Like a happy place, right? Like Happy Gilmore, he has his happy place where you can motivate yourself to continuously do this type of thing every single day, because you are going to need a thick skin. There are going to be people out there that are going to put you down and that they're not going to understand the message of your podcast. They're not going to understand the message of your video, and they're going to take the entire video. It could be a motivational video, but that 1 second you said some shit that triggered someone, and it went down south. So anyway, in 2025, make it a mission to be about yourself, find your Delulu self, find your happy place, and, you know, actually start working towards your goal. The more that you wait, the more difficult it's going to get, because a lot of people and a lot of moms actually tell me this, like, oh, well, I want to wait until my kids go to school. I used to think that way. I'm not saying that's a bad way to think. I used to think the same way. But then I said, but then when school starts, that's another, you know, that's a whole nother series of things that I need to worry about. I need to worry about homework now. I need to worry about PTA meetings. I need to worry about school activities and communities and stuff like that. And things will always come up. I don't think there's ever going to be a perfect time to start absolutely anything, which is why you should start it where you are right now. And that's going to be my advice to you in 2025. And I hope that actually works for you.